call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
Do you want to feel loved and cherished? Do you desire to have a stronger and lasting marriage, friendship, family, or work relationship? Are you looking for hope, joy, and inspiration in your life? If yes, then tune into Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM, hosted by Roy Cotton Jr., Sundays between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Make sure you relax every Sunday afternoon and turn up your volume to enjoy music of excellence, inspirational interviews with VIP guests, married couples, and how to build a successful marriage and relationship, real life changing stories, great getaways, places for relaxation, and fine dining. Only on Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. on 102.7 FM every Sunday at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'm pretty sure those of you who have been listening thus far really have been enjoying the best Sunday music. I see you were dancing all over the living room or in your car, whatever you were doing. Yes, I know you can have a drink of water now and wipe your brow off with your wash rag. Yes, this was not a jump up or anything like that behind a truck on the road, but it's basically a power praise in your house. That's right. Give me a boops. Okay, boops. There we go. Well, anyways, as always, it's a pleasure to bring you only the best here on 102.7 FM. And I'm joined right now in the studio, and they're a lovely couple. Believe you me, we were having so much fun with that music a while ago. You know, I had to turn the air conditioning up on sky high. It's really like the North Pole in here after all of that moving around and dancing and stuff. But anyways, they are here, and it gives me great pleasure this afternoon to ask you, wherever you are right now, to just turn the volume up. Sit back, relax, allow your mind and your heart to be open to what you're going to hear for the next about roughly 25 minutes to a half an hour as I speak with this couple. Today, you'll be inspired by a life-changing interview as a young married couple by the names of Anthony and Leanne Dandra share their testimony about how Leanne, having no heartbeat and falling into a coma following childbirth, is here to share with you today. Good afternoon to you, wonderful people. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
Okay. And how about you, Mr. Anthony? How are you?
I am doing great. After that praise break as well, I'm doing
fine, really good.
I'm pretty sure you are because you're a drummer, right?
Yeah, of course. So from the time you started playing, I was listening to the drum percussion. Man, it's awesome.
Seriously, yeah? And if the persons could see us, if there was a webcam, they would see you making all the gestures of, you know, the drumming and myself here behind the board, right?
I know.
Okay, right. Even though I'm not a drummer, you know, by just hearing that music a while ago, it put me in a place like, yeah, I've got to love
it. It's automatic,
drums.
Your hands start to move.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to have both of you here in the studio today. I know we've been talking about this for a while, having you on the show, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us here. Thank you. Wonderful.
And I see you didn't bring your little addition with you, right?
Yes, so, he actually went with one of his grandmom.
Okay.
Because we just came from church, so, and we know he wouldn't stay quiet in the studio. So.
I see, of course, of course. How old is he now?
He is 8 months.
8 months old.
Yes.
Wow, time has gone by so quickly, yeah?
Very fast. And he's going to be 9 months just a few days from today.
Nice, nice, nice. I was asking Leanne earlier, what is his name? And she told me off air. So Leanne, what is the name of your lovely son?
His name is Antoine Danrad.
So we're still keeping the Antony name there, right?
Yes, very close.
Well, congratulations already in advance for his 9 month birthday.
Thank you.
Coming up very soon.
Yes,
very soon.
14th.
The 14th of September.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be nine months.
9 months.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. Well, let's get straight into the meat of it this afternoon. Now, I'm pretty sure what I always like to do is I like to, you know, for the listeners out there who are listening to my guest, which you are, I would always like to just ask, just to give a little bit of an idea of where you are from, in case you're saying to themselves, Dandro, I never heard about that last name. Where are you from, Anthony?
I was born in Guyana.
Okay.
Came over here, I think it's about 9 years ago, and I met my beautiful wife 2 years after I came over here, and we're together for 6 years. Made 6 years, July 9th.
Okay.
Of marriage, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 6 years
together.
Yes. In marriage.
Okay, great. And what about you, Leanne?
I am originally from St. Kitts.
Okay.
Many people do not know that because of my accent.
Uh-huh.
I came here at about 3 months old.
Okay.
A little baby. So St. Martin is basically my home, as I would like to say. So I grew up here, yes. I went to school here as well on the friend side. And so I've been here my whole life, basically.
I see. So you can speak fluent French?
Yes, I do.
That's my French teacher, actually.
It's your French teacher?
One of my French teachers.
All right, all right. Can you say something to the listeners in French, Leanne?
Aujourd'hui, nous sommes très bénis de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui. Et nous sommes très contentes et joyeux de vous avoir et que Dieu vous bénisse lors de notre témoignage aujourd'hui.
Wow, I don't know what all you said, but it sounds like you can be on radio. And let me just ask you, what did you just say?
I simply just said God bless you all, and we are happy to have you listening to us today, and we pray that God would also bless you and inspire you with our testimony today.
Wow, you've got your own radio ministry already.
Coming.
Look at that. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Well,
she's one of my biggest influence when it comes to the things of God and sharing the word of God. And of course, with the French, the way she speaks the French, it's so romantic, you know. So she always inspires me, especially when she speaks the French, you know. So
I see. So you can just sit down and daydream and say, Leanne, speak to me.
Yeah, I'm always excited to hear her speak French. Always.
All right, all right. And then after she speaks to you, then after you're going to say, you're going to speak to her, and then she sits down and just be mesmerized by you.
Well, yes, that's one. And she enjoys when I try to speak the French. My pronunciation is not 100%, so she always finds it funny sometimes, you know.
Oh, wow. I could see you all both have fun, you know, and that's the important thing as a married couple. So now that we have an understanding where you're from originally, and you're married now for 6 years.
Correct.
Let's talk a little bit about why you're here today, because I know the listeners are very anxious to hear about what happened, and for the fact that it's a miracle that today Leanne is here this very second speaking to us in French a while ago, and a few months back, it was a whole different story.
A whole different story. We're here today to basically share what God is still doing.
Mm.
I'm not going to say what God has done, what God is still doing, because I believe God is still doing miracle. If I should start, like we planned, that I would start first.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours.
On the 14th of November, 2016, my wife, we found out that she was expecting our first baby in February. And we were so excited because we were married for all those years. And then when God finally blessed her, you know, the excitement was in the air. Yes. And she, on the 14th of November, actually, we were lying down together on the bed. And my wife woke up and she said, babe, and she was sitting on the bed and she was looking at her five fingers. And she was saying, babe, I can only see four fingers. And I said, what do you mean you can only see four fingers? But the thing is, about my wife, she never panicked. She never panicked for anything. She would see the house burning and she would just say it so calm because she have the faith that, you know, if it burned, we'll get a new home. So when she said, I can only see four fingers, I didn't took it serious. A few minutes after, my wife turned on the bed and I felt the bed racking. Mm-hmm. And all her fingers were just close to each other. Her eyes was going back in her head. Her tongue was going back in her head. She's fair skinned and she literally got my complexion. She got dark and she started trembling. And immediately, and I thank God, you know, for having me staying close to him. And immediately I heard the Spirit of God say, Anthony, call her spirit. And I began to call her spirit. I said, Leah, and I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to your spirit. I said, you got to live. You got to live. Yeah, yeah. A few moments after, I was led to call the ambulance. Mm-hmm. The ambulance arrived, but they came and couldn't do anything because the wrong ambulance came. So we were waiting like for almost 2 hours before the right ambulance could come. The doctor can come just to assess what was going on. Mm-hmm. She was unresponsive all the while.
The whole time. Mm-hmm.
And we were speaking to her. She wasn't speaking. She was actually laying on her stomach and panting for breath, breathing very heavy. We didn't know what happened. Hmm. At one point, she stood up on the bed and she was sitting and she wasn't responding. We were talking to her. She wasn't responding. Her eyes were still, you know. And I remember we opened the window. And as soon as we opened the window, her two eyes went in the direction of the windows.
Light.
And she got back again. Her eyes went back in her head. Tongue went back. She was getting more dark. She was trembling. She started fraught up, but we remained calm. I said, God, you didn't promise to leave us. You're going to save her. I remember on our way to the hospital, mm-hmm. I was driving behind the ambulance and I saw the ambulance stop and I asked the doctor what happened. I think he came out and he said, we gotta start taking off her clothes because as soon as she reached in the hospital, we gotta take the baby. It's very serious. I remember my son was born, I think it was after 12 the afternoon, but Leanne was still in a coma. She was in a deep coma. She came out of the coma, I think, 2 hours after. And when she came out of the coma, her breathing was terrible. I mean, they had a tube in her mouth all the way down to her lungs, sending oxygen from a machine because of the state she was in. Didn't get to see her baby she didn't get to see her baby till 2 months after because of what happened. I remember on the Friday after my son was born, because he was born, the 14th was a Monday, and the Friday when I reached to the hospital there in Marigot, the doctor, she approached me and she said, I'm so sorry. And I said, sorry for what? But I remember the Thursday, Leanne wanted me to stay in the hospital with her. But the nurses, they said, you know, you can't stay because of certain reasons. And I remember when I reached the hospital, she said, we have to ship your wife right now. So I said, what happened? She was so panicking. She said, your wife, her heart stopped. This morning, your wife's heart stopped. She was dead. She said, but we try. And she resuscitated a few minutes after. But the condition of her right now, her kidney failed, her lungs is bad. We can't do nothing. We have no machine. We have no equipment. We don't have nothing. So we got to try to send her to Guadeloupe right now. And I remember they sent her to Guadeloupe, I think the afternoon, on a private helicopter, which was so sad for me because I stood outside of the airport in Grand Cass And from a distance, I saw my wife lying there, and I was like, God, I know you're going to do something. I went up to Guadeloupe only the Monday after, and the doctors kept giving us so much bad report. As a matter of fact, when I reached to Guadeloupe, the doctor said to me that even before in St. Martin, they told me after her heart stopped, no oxygen was going to the brain. And for those of you that are listening, when oxygen is not going to your brain, it can cripple you. And so they were saying to me, they hope that whenever she's out of the coma, if she's out of the coma, that she can walk, she can talk, or she can do all the things she used to do. When I reached to Guadeloupe, that was the news we were getting, that they don't know what's going to happen, because on her way to Guadeloupe, no oxygen again was going to her brain, because in the helicopter, the oxygen was finished. Apparently, they sent the helicopter, but did not have enough oxygen to sustain her all the way, to keep her all the way to Guadeloupe. So I'm telling you, I'm there very young, just got married. Always plan with my wife that we're going to come out of the hospital together with our baby. And I'm saying, God, I know you have a plan. I stayed focused all through. As a matter of fact, God reminded me. And God said, Anthony, you know the faith that your wife have. If it was you, your wife would have been praying. Her countenance would not have been down. She would have had a spirit just excited and know that I will come through. And so I went to Guadeloupe with that same spirit. And for almost a month, my wife was still in the coma, couldn't say anything to me. I was going visiting my wife day by day, looking at my wife on the bed, can't speak to me. One of the doctors came and he showed me something with her eyes. He opened her eyes and he shined a light and he said, I don't know what is going to happen, because her brain is badly damaged. I think after the month, they did a really good, I think it's an MRI, you call that scan to the brain.
Okay.
And they realized that her brain was badly damaged. And so all the while, they were saying she might be crippled for the rest of her life. And to make a long story short, I remember it was a Friday. I think the Thursday night, I got a dream. And the dream was, before I reached to the hospital, I saw two doctors, and one of the doctors was saying to the other doctor, you know, I don't believe in God, but whoever these people are praying to, he is real. And I remember myself and my mother-in-law, we were there and we were praying. My wife, mom, we were there and we were praying and we were just trusting God that he will deliver her. Despite what the doctor said, we keep saying that we understand that's your report, but we trust in God. And we never left God out of a visit with the doctors. We always say we're trusting God. And that's what we begin to do. And I remember the Thursday night, I got a dream. And I remember hearing one of the doctors saying to the other doctors, I don't believe in God, but whoever they pray to is real. And the Friday when I went to the hospital, the doctor said, I have a little good news for you. And I said, what was the good news? He said to me, we were speaking to your wife. And all the while, for over a month, we had to be constantly speaking to her. Even though she was unresponsive, we had to speak to her, because they were saying that's something that can probably help her to come out of the coma. And the doctor said to me, we ask your wife to squeeze our hands. And fortunately, she was able to squeeze our hands. So they was like, that's a good sign. So we're going to try our best to see what else we can do. But I remember the week before that, they were saying to me, come back next week. And if we don't, we're going to make a decision next week. And the decision that they were going to make was to take the life support off of my wife, because she was breathing through a machine, with a machine. Mm. And the doctor said, come back next week and we're going to make the decision if we pull the plug in Guadeloupe or we pull the plug in St. Martin. They didn't come out and say it exactly like that, but we knew what they were saying, because they keep saying every day, we can't do nothing else to her. But we kept praying, And they continue to, they said they continue to do what they have to do, but we knew that God was in control of this. Day by day, my wife started to progress. We would ask her to close your eyes. She was able to close her eyes, open your eyes. And so I remember it was, I think in December, I visit my wife and on her birthday, and she was in a chair sitting up, can't even respond for her birthday. It was terrifying. It was My heart was in so much pain to see my wife in that condition. My wife was in a hospital in intensive care with just one big sheet over her. And I'm like, God, you got to give me the strength. You got to give me the strength. And, you know, it's not easy to go through what my wife has been through and what I've been through. But God always has a purpose and a reason for allowing us to go through those things. Because if we don't go through anything, we would not be able to impact anybody. God is faithful, but God have to use us to go through that we can share what God is able to do. And my wife progressed very well. I remember they say to me that she might not be able to take care of her baby because, you know, even though she's responding, she's not going to remember anything. And that was the problem. She wasn't remembering anything. The doctors would just visit her. And 2 minutes after, she don't even remember. I remember when she started to speak, she was whispering because the truth was in her throat. When she opened her eyes, she almost made me cry because she was like, I thought we divorced. She said she thought we were separated because of how long she was in the coma. She didn't even remember me.
How long I thought.
She didn't even remember her own husband. So I know I had to keep going and saying, God, I'm not going to let go of my faith. I'm going to keep trusting you that you will bring my wife. You will complete a work in my wife's life, that we will be back together and we will serve you, share this testimony and grow up with our baby. And from the intensive care, they took her into the rehabilitation center because she could not walk at all. She could not walk. There we had the psychiatrist. My wife had to be seeing the psychiatrist because she would just eat and don't even remember she ate. She didn't even remember she had something to eat. So they were bringing all a bunch of different specialists to see if her mind or her senses are there, you know, and it was a really big challenge for us. But today, God has done a complete work. My wife is reminding me of what we need to do.
Wow, as I listen to you, Anthony, and I'm pretty sure the listeners right now glued to their seats wherever they are, driving their car, at home, on the internet, you know, I'm sure they've just been listening and just amazement.
Yeah.
You know, as I listen to your testimony, there's no words for it, but just to hear the fact of God's work and what he's done in the life of both you and your wife. You know, I'm going to have to come back to something with you on what you shared. But I want to just step over to, thank you, Anthony, for that. Let
You're
me just step over to, let's put it this way, the one in the spotlight, yeah. Leanne. You heard all that Anthony shared a while ago with the listeners. From that evening on the bed, at home, what started to happen to you physically, and then being rushed to the hospital. What can you recall from that time off until when it all happened, you went blank?
Indeed, I went blank because there's practically nothing that I remember from that point, Antoine's birth, until even now. I'm still sort of like picking to figure out certain things that occurred in the past because I cannot really remember things just the way I used to. I can't say I'm the same person. I am not. Because of this particular incident, I am not the same person. However, what I'm doing is, despite of what happened, this is just, you know, so amazing. I'm just going to thank God in all things and give him thanks in all things because that's all I can do. He is the reason why I'm here even now and able to speak to you because a few months ago, like my husband said, I was dead. I had no heartbeat. Yeah. Somebody that has no heartbeat, they're dead. Glory to God. And because of the power of God that is in my life, that is what made the change for me and allow my heart to beat again. And I thank God because Antoine is my first little baby. And, you know, I almost did not meet my first little baby. And so I thank God, firstly, for that privilege to allow me to have and favored me, you know, because it is by his favor and his grace and mercy why I am here today and able to say to you that God is a good God. God has been good to us. And we thank God even for an opportunity to share what God has done and he's continuing to do in and through us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As I think about it, you know, and listen to you carefully, Leanne, mm-hmm. you know, just going back also to on the history of this, mm-hmm. I remember back in April, roughly it was when there was the Believers Connection. And I met you, Anthony.
Yes,
and you shared the good news and you said, hey, you know, Leanne is expecting and all of that. And I was like so excited, both myself and my wife, because we know you all for a long time.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to you, you know, when we get an opportunity, would you just sit
Correct,
and we can go through
that.
Some prenatal emotional coaching and all of that. But that never came about because things turned out to be differently.
Yes.
And, you know, as I listen to Leanne and ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's to show you how much she's so grateful to God and how much she's been touched by this miracle. You know, she's just wiping away the tears. As you know, I think back on what you said earlier, Anthony, that she could not walk.
Yeah,
and just to come to the hospital to see your wife there. And today she was able to walk up the stairs of PJD2.
Yes, you know,
amen.
You know, and I remember when she came from Guadeloupe, she actually came in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
She had to learn to walk before at least hold on something and move before they sent her back to St. Martin. And all she wanted to do was see her son in the process of learning to walk again. And I remember when we came, she came off of the plane on a wheelchair. And the first time she held her son, she was sitting in a wheelchair. And we just couldn't, you know, see this coming. We just couldn't see her holding her first son in a wheelchair. But it's just to show you when God has something in store for you, we got to go through. We got to go through. But it was hard because I remember, I think it was the Christmas, they allowed us to come out of the hospital. And for the listeners out there, I didn't know anybody in Guadeloupe. But God provided so much homes for me to stay at in Guadeloupe. And I have my Guadeloupe family over there. They were so gentle to us. And I thank God for using them because at that time, I really wanted people to stand there with me, people that would help me to pray. And these people were there every single day at the hospital. I remember this young guy, he's younger than me, he's about 24. And he works with the ambulance. And so because of him, we had the opportunity to stay in the hospital longer than we should. And every night he would there, one side of Leanne's bed, I'm on the other side. And all we're doing is singing praises to God. That's all this gentleman had me doing. We were just singing praises to God. You know, and one of the songs he always sing, that was his opening song, God is able to do exceedingly abundant. God is able to do just what he say he will do. Mm. And we just kept believing, you know, it was very difficult. But for my listeners out there, you know, when things are difficult, we have to be careful of the decisions we make, especially as believers. When you're going through, what is so hard in believing that God will do it? And a lot of times as believers, we want to give up. There were times where I was tested by that. I wanted to give up, like, God, you know, if you take her, I know she's going to be with you. But inside of me, I just had to just trust God and say, God, you know, whatever you decide, you're going to make me happy with it. And I believe that's one of the ways God would work for us so fast. When we just say, God, whatever you do, I'm going to be contented with it, but I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to depend on your strength.
Wow. This is really powerful as I listen to you speak, Anthony. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in now for the first time, this is Love and Inspiration, Roy Cotton Jr. live here in the studio of PJD3, 102.7 FM in beautiful St. Martin. My special guests are Anthony and Leanne Dandre, and they're here to share with you the testimony of what happened quite a few months back. Their son is now 9 months old, and the miracle that happened in Leanne's life, that today she's in the studio, as you heard it a while ago, had no heartbeat, was in a coma, and was able to walk up the stairs today. And believe you me, is a flight of stairs up to PJD2's studio. And here she is, and she's alive and well and speaking to you as you heard her a while ago. Leanne, just coming back here a little bit to you, as you hear your husband speak right now and sharing with, you know, well, the first time to the listeners who are hearing this on the program, but you may have heard him talk about this before to friends and family. How does that make you feel? What is going on for you to hear your husband speaking about that journey for him when you were absent at that point in time? How does that make you feel? What's going on for you as you hear your husband speak?
I would say that, I don't know, he somehow surprised me, you know? We are married for a few years, yes. But I guess it's when you're really in the fire that you can see the true you, yes, or the real gold when it's tested. And he kept faithful to me, even though he was being persecuted, and whatever it may have been at that time. But I'm thankful that he is still here with me. Because he had mentioned to me certain things that he has been through, and I just want to be, you know, grateful, and also let him know that I'm very, very thankful and happy to have him as a husband. He is also a strong support to me, in our Christian walk as well. Even in our academic life, you know, he's very supportive as well. We have our own business, businesses actually, LNA Glamour Photos and LNA Administrative Center, which I manage, Administrative Center, and he manages Glamour Photos. But for now, we have put LNA, so to speak, on a hold, not being able to manage as yet. But gradually, I am sort of allowing customers to come back so that I can, you know, get back into the work field. But based on what happened, I try to explain exactly where I'm coming from so they will know, you know, I'm not just sitting at home and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. No. This for me has been, oh my God, this has changed my life tremendously, you know, not being able to do certain things for yourself. And knowing me, I'm an independent person. Right. I love to go and I love to do my own thing. And this had just put me on a standstill for now. But I'm not going to give up. And I'm hoping by the grace of God that I'll be able to pick back up my office very soon.
I see.
And to continue on where I left everything.
Where you left
in
off.
November, yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that you've shared that, Leanne, with the listeners. And I'm just thinking a little bit about the following. And, you know, you can just explain if this is possible or it was not possible. I know Anthony shared that during the time of the coma, you know, you were not really, you know, present to answer, but you were there. And of course, you know, it's always stated, continue to speak to the family member because they are able to still hear something.
Yes.
The fact of the heart being gone and as the state of being, you know, dead, is there anything that comes to you that you would say, when I was absent from the body, that I experienced, or there's no recollection at all?
I wouldn't say that there's no recognition at all, but I would say that there was a word that the Lord spoke to me and said that it is finished. That's the word that I got from the Lord. Mm-hmm. It is finished.
And as during the time that you were not responding to family and so forth, that you heard that word?
In the coma, yes.
In the coma?
Yes.
And how did you feel, as far as you can remember, when you hear that word, it's finished? Was there a feeling of peace, or was there like, what is this being said to me?
I would like to say that that's when things began to get better for me.
Okay.
And I think from there, things were slowly progressing onto where I am right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I see that you have the Bible there open. When you came in, I saw you open it on a specific page. Is there something that you had planned to share with the listeners as you have the Bible open? Okay, she's just looking into the Bible because I believe there's something she wanted to share. Yeah. Anthony, well, you're sitting here and you're hearing your wife speak.
I'm sitting listening to her, and you know, so much happened from the 14th of November in 2016, and that, you know, one part just came to me. I remember when she woke up out of the coma in St. Martin, I was so, well, in Guadeloupe, sorry, I was so excited. Because when I came the morning, I saw her eyes open, really wide open, and I knew, because before her eyes started to open, but it was not like focused on a person. Her eyes would always be up in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And that morning, I remember she was looking at me, and I started to, you know, make so much noise. I started to scream. I started to say, thank God. And I hold her hands and I say, babe, I'm excited. You don't know what was going on. You don't know, because it's so long. She was there sleeping and I was just hearing everything. I just wanted to share with her. And I said, you don't know how excited I am to see you alive. You don't know what the doctors were saying. I said, babe, you almost die. They were saying they're going to give up on you and what's not. And she was like, they don't know my God. She whispered to me, and that's the first thing she said, they don't know my God. And when I heard her say that, I say, Father, I thank you for giving me that strength to really trust in you, because if I hadn't been trusting in you, I would have felt so bad to hear my wife came out of a coma and the first thing she say, they don't know my God. And I'm so thankful that, you know, I kept trusting and I kept trusting. But, you know, so much happened. And like she was saying, you know, so I was persecuted, and the listeners might want to know probably what you've been persecuted with. You know, so much was said about me. And I believe today, especially when my countenance was so high up in the air, when even when my wife was going through, people didn't see me cry. People, if I didn't share what was happening, people didn't even know, because I just had to make sure that I was praising God even in my silence. I was praising God even with my appearance. That was very important. And that's what God said to me from the time she... And this is what happened, actually. This is what we find out. We found out that her pressure was so high that it went to her head the morning that it caused it, gave her a seizure or epilepsy. I think that's what you call it. Her pressure was very, very, very high. Mm. And that's where it started. In Guadeloupe, again, the doctors were saying, and this is another testimony that the doctors were saying that her kidneys was bad. And we all know when your kidneys is not functioning, you're on dialysis machine. Some people are going there 3 days a week. And this is what I'm actually speaking to those who are listening now that is probably seeing the hospital every 3 days in the week that are on that dialysis machine. Her kidneys was bad. Her lungs was bad. Today, my wife, she isn't taking any medication for anything. As a matter of fact, when we left Guadeloupe, the report, her kidneys are perfect. Perfect. Her lungs, perfect. And so I just want to share some hope. If you are on a dialysis machine, there is hope. There is healing. But you got to believe. And believing is not just saying to somebody, I believe. Believing is making sure, like God said to me, you are praising me in your silence. You are praising me with your thoughts. You are praising me with your appearance. When people see you, if they find out that you are not doing well, they should want to know, but you look so cool. You look so calm. That is because you believe God. That is the evidence that you believe God. It's not just saying, I believe. If you believe God for a healing, you cannot be crying. I cried probably about 3 or 4 times when my wife was going through, but it's for different reasons. The first time I cried, I remember we had to take her out of the bedroom. It was 4 of us. And again, when we go to bed, we don't go to bed with so much clothes. And it was sad to know that, you know, my wife has always been such a decent person. And, you know, look how the doctor had to see my wife. You know, she was in a sleeping pants. And we have always kept ourselves, you know, presentable in public eyes. And so that just touched me. And I cried because of that. you know, the not a time I cried because some people were talking so much things about me. You know, some people were saying that I don't care, that I was happy it happened to my wife. And again, we're going to face those things. When we're going through, sometimes we're going through a season, but in that season, there's drought. In that season, sometimes I'm speaking in the natural, because the Bible says, so in the natural, so in the spirit, vice versa. When we're going through a season, we might go through a drought, and in the same time, we might be, animals might come and eat one of our leaf, or eat one of our fruit, or bite piece of the fruit. And that's what I was experiencing. You know, it was so sad. But again, God had a plan. And to my listeners, if before I forget, this is so important. When you're going through your situation, when you're going through your struggle, your hardship, do not only believe God, but stay, no matter what people say to you, say about you, it is very difficult. Because I went to the point where sometimes these thoughts would come into my head, like, you know, fight or curse. These things would come to you. But you got to make sure you don't do these things. You got to stay away from it. No matter what people say to you, stay humble. Even when people were saying things to me, I didn't say anything, but I just had to go and say sorry. I remember in the journey, I told some people, you know, but I'm not going to mention names. I had to say sorry for something that I didn't even do. I said, if I do anything, forgive me. And these are the things that are going to bring your healing. These are the things that are going to bring your breakthrough. As a matter of fact, when I saw my wife going through, the Lord was speaking to me so clear. He was showing me things so clear. And I just had to stay humble, humble, humble. Be humble as a lamb.
Wow, I'm very speechless. And that shouldn't be for a radio host, right? I should be able to speak, right?
I know.
No, but of course, yeah. You know, with all due respect, it's giving you the opportunity to speak, both of you, because you are my guests. The listeners hear me all the time. You know, as I heard you just a while ago, Anthony, and I'm going to come back to Leanna just a bit, because I believe she's found what she wanted to in the Bible. But just coming back to you, Anthony, as you said a while ago, at some point in time, you found yourself having to apologize to persons. And I'm pretty sure you'd be asking yourself, what in the world? Why am I having to apologize to anyone? What have I done to anyone? But you know, by the apologies that you extended to those persons, and this is something very powerful I'm going to say to you, which is one of the aspects that we use also to within our therapy, yes. Both myself and my wife, which is so powerful, and it's called Ho'oponopono. I know, interesting name, but it has a very powerful history, so you may want to check that up.
Okay.
But it is all connecting absolutely to God, and what it is that you're clearing and cleansing,
yes,
yourself from all that someone has spoken over you, or the connections that may have been there, or things that people are holding you responsible for that you are innocently not responsible for, by stating the following: I love you.
Yes.
I am sorry.
Yes.
Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry.
Yes.
Please forgive me. Thank you. And I know for the listener out there, they may be saying, but Roy Cotton Jr., what in the world are you talking about? But it's such a powerful statement that you make, even though you did not know this a while ago of Ho'oponopono that I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
But what you were already doing, you were practicing that, and you were clearing and cleansing yourself,
yes,
from all that persons may have had as foul thoughts or malice thoughts or anything against you and your wife.
Right.
You were clearing and cleansing yourself through the power of God,
amen,
in allowing forgiveness to happen and to have your spirit clean,
yes,
and her spirit clean. As crazy as it may sound.
That is important.
And I know listeners are saying, what? Are you serious? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is something that you can put into practice, because it is all of God, by stating if someone is doing you wrong or persons are saying things about you, and you may be asking yourself, what in the world have I done you? Just strongly and confidently say in a peaceful way, I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You can even say that to our Heavenly Father when you're praying, you know, Lord, I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it making sense?
It makes so much sense. Like I said, when God shared that with me, mm-hmm. to when God had me to say these things, forgive me if I did anything wrong. Mm. You know, I'm sorry. He just worked immediately after. I would just see, you know, persons would come and say after that, I'm sorry. Or I would see I was basically doing it for my wife to receive her healing.
And that's what was happening, actually.
You just have to. If you want to receive a healing, if it's not for you, for a family member, you got to make sure that you treat people right. You got to make sure if you got to ask for forgiveness on their behalf, you do it.
Absolutely. You know, as adding on to you, and this is something I want to share before I lose the thought, because I think right now it will set someone free out there listening. Because what you were practicing for your wife, Anthony, during that time, during that challenging time, was you were standing in the gap for her with your faith. Yes. And all you may not have known, Anthony, that you were saying to your wife, even though she could not really respond that time, was, my faith is for you. Yes. My love is for you.
Yes.
My peace is for you. But you exercise your faith for your wife.
That's true.
What's very important, ladies and gentlemen out there. Any person that's going through a challenging time, maybe a sibling, maybe a parent, and you may not be able to connect with them right away, just know that as long as you stand with your faith for them in the gap, and you believe for their well-being, and that God will bring a change, you are standing in that gap for them. So your fate is for that individual. So, Anthony, you were saying, in other words, my fate is for you, Leanne. Amen. My love is for you, Leanne.
Yes, yes, that is so true.
Amen.
Leanne, the floor is yours. What would you like to say?
Okay, I just want to share one verse from St. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18.
Okay, go ahead.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, mm-hmm. and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I know that when we hear whatsoever we bind, whatsoever we loose, we only think probably of spiritual things. But as Anthony has done, he has allowed himself to also loose, be free from all of the toxic, as you said, all of the bad emotions or whatever he's been going through at that particular time. And that's one of the things that can really harm us. Mm. And if I may say, even going through that time, I know that I was not able to, respond in a certain way, but I could have been affected, as you said, when he has been persecuted, because we are one. So as my husband is being persecuted, I am going through as well. How am I going to get healing when my husband, my other part, is being crucified, pounded on? I know many have not seen it that way, but I know as I get the revelation, seen it in this way. And so he did apologize, yes, but we are also asking for your humble apology as well to Anthony. And I'm saying it publicly because he apologized publicly, that you would have at least the audacity, if I may say.
Okay, yes.
You know, to at least say that I'm sorry, Anthony, for falsely accusing you as well, because he is my husband. I don't think he means me any harm. You know, I really would like to stand with him in these trial times as well and defend him, because we are one.
You know, you've said such a powerful words, Leanne, because, you know, that's something that I think sometimes persons don't really are really conscious about, that, you know, together as one husband and wife, for that reason, you become one flesh and you're one. So whatever words are spoken out to a husband or to a wife, it is as much as damaging to that wife or the husband, even if you have not spoken to them first face to face and say, hey, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And I could fully understand why you said a while ago that you're asking for persons who may have stated what they stated to your husband, and you said that publicly, that they, with all decency, apologize to your husband.
Yes.
And you know, before I was saying that God had me to, you know, certain times say I'm sorry to persons. And even when there weren't a wrong, I would literally go on my knees and say, God, all I need is for everybody to be in one, for us to, there must be in harmony, you know, and I would literally pray for some people that we would just flow together. And, you know, hearing Leanne say this, I never heard her say this before, but it came back to what I was saying. It came back to what she just said too. If I'm hurt and we're one, eventually she's going to be hurt. And I never thought of it that way, but yet still, I understand now why God was saying to me, despite of the hurt and the challenges, you have to keep your countenance high. You cannot allow it to affect you, because it's going to affect her. And I never understand until she just said that. And I never heard her say this before. So this is so important. Marriage, especially husband and wives, mm-hmm. we got to be careful of who we allow to hurt us.
Influence us.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as I hear you speak, you know, everything is entwined today, Anthony, Leanne. And I know for the listeners right now, they're going to say, wow, are you serious? But the truth of the matter is, as you know, we were speaking about it off air, that right now visiting St. Martin, and he'll be leaving tomorrow, God's Prayer Life, is the visiting bishop that was on PJD2 during the week, Bishop Andre Thomas. And, you know, this evening, as a matter of fact, as we spoke about it off air, he will be ministering over at the Heaven's Touch International Church, which is across from the UP gas station in Sucker Garden. That's this evening at 6:30 sharp. And as you all have been speaking about healing that has taken place for Leanne this evening, I'm saying to those of you out there listening to my voice right now, if you are in a place and you need healing, you need to find yourself over at the Heaven's Touch International Church across from the Yuppie Gas Station in Sucker Garden at 6:30 sharp this evening. And I'm not doing free advertising for anyone, but I'm talking about the fact that God has just laid out of my heart. And if you want to see change happening for you, then that's where you need to be. Because he spoke about that today, and it was a session about prophecy and healing. And tonight is when he's going to go completely over a healing session, ministering this evening to those who would like to attend at 6:30 p.m. In closing, while I wish we can talk for a long time, you know, I'm sure the listeners got so much out of this wonderful talk that we had today, especially with points as you know, stating, I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And when I stated to you, my faith is for you. Yes. My love is for you. And that's what you've proven to Leanne.
Amen.
Even though, you know, at that time she cannot respond to you. But it's the grace of God that you are both here today and well. Yeah. And just for the listeners to know, because I stated you are a young couple. Anthony, how old are you?
I'm going to be 29 in January next year. I'm going to be 29.
You're going to be 29. And Leanne, yourself?
31 December.
31. Yes. So 29 and 31. Wow. And your baby boy, 9 months old.
9 months, the 14th of September, yes.
You know, as I listen to you both speak, you know, what's been going through me as I listen to you, and I don't know about the listeners out there, but it just brings me back to the point of, like how I was saying earlier in the beginning about my years being back on St. Martin, even in addition to that, that it just reminded me to continue to remain humble.
Yes.
And, you know, there are times that I just have those private talks with God, even before my wife wakes up in the morning. So, sweetheart, I know you're listening. So when you're still a little bit in bed, and I know we interchange a bit, you get up a bit earlier, I get up a bit earlier. But when you're still lying down a bit, hun, okay, well, yeah, I give that away. Yeah, she heard that. It's on radio, right?
Yeah.
I would just have those private talks with God. And as I look at the sunrise, because he's blessed us so where we live that we can see the sunrise.
So true.
And I just say to God, here I am. Refresh me today, Lord. I'm just in your presence.
Yes.
Help me to just speak to me, Lord, and help me to be a better husband for my wife.
Yes.
And help me to remain humble.
Yes.
Because it's so easy for the fact for you to feel that you're the it.
Yes.
You
yes.
know,
arrived.
Because,
arrived,
you know, people know you, and you're on radio and all that sort of stuff. But
pride.
It's about remembering.
Pride.
Who is the one has brought you to where you are.
That's right.
And that's why I make it my business. And I want to say this to you out there, listeners, right now, whatever position you are in, if you're a business owner or whatever, a CEO or whatever, humble yourself. So remain humble and remember who is your creator and remember who you need to go back to his throne and say, here I am, Daddy God.
Yes.
Pride goes
I humble
before
myself.
Yeah, yeah. It's so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, it's been wonderful having both of you on here. Amazing. On the program, and there are listeners around the world listening to you right now and stating they love this interview as far even as Tampa, Florida.
Wow. God bless
you. A response coming in.
God bless you.
That's the power of the internet.
Yeah, yes.
You know, Anthony, as you came in, you said this little small room.
And I was driving and I was listening to you when I came into the room. I was like, wow, this is a powerful, powerful tool,
yeah,
you know, to reach out to God's people.
That's right.
Very
That's
powerful.
Right. That's why, as we said, you know, when you're in this position, it's important to know that the moment you sit in here as a radio personality, you're in a very powerful position.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be conscious of the fact that when you're on the way to the studio, and I'm saying this to all radio personalities right now listening to my voice, you've got to know that either you can break a nation or you can build a nation.
Yes.
And what would you choose? For the moment you open that mic and you speak, you could either send a whole country into revolution,
yes, yes,
or you can send a country into building itself
peace
up. And I've consciously chosen to build my people up. So whoever
yes
listens to my voice in Love
Amen
and Inspiration each and every Sunday, God Spare Life, from 3 to 5 p.m., I will do what I'm supposed to do. And
Amen.
I'm going
yes
to build you up as you
Amen
listen to my voice and build this country smart enough and wherever you are listening in the world. And I refuse to destroy a country in this
Amen
position, because at the end of the day, you will be held accountable as a radio personality when you have to stand before God for whatever you spoke on air and whatever music you played.
Yes, that is so true.
That's my part.
Man,
I finish my preaching.
I agree with you, man.
All right, and I'm not the president.
I agree with you.
So in closing, any powerful statement you would like to leave with any married couple right now and anyone who just needs to hear that final word to have hope, faith, and believe?
Well, two things that came to me, man of God. You shared something that you do in your time with God, where you ask God to make you a better husband. I'm young. I got married at 21, right? Yeah, 22, sorry. And one of my prayers has always been, God, make me a better husband. And this prayer has not been a prayer that I would say when everything is going good with me and my wife. But even when we were mad at each other, I would say, you know, Lord, help me to be a better husband. I'm so happy. Honestly, I feel proud that I was doing it, and I'm still doing it. I believe it's so important. And I've not even begun to see, every time I pray, exactly after what God is doing. But today I can see what God has done. 6 years, so young. As a matter of fact, when I got married, that's when the temptation started, you know, and I can write books on what happened with me. But just my simple prayer of obedience to help me to be a better man to my wife, better husband to my wife. God has really blessed this marriage. He has really, really blessed us. My other last thing I would want to share, I always want to serve God and do what God has called me to do. As a matter of fact, when it comes to seeing unsaved praise the devil, I always get mad in a good way, where I wanted to just pull Christians and unsaved to just come and, you know what, let's start a move for God now. It's time. It's God time now.
Mm.
You know, and I always wanted to give back to God. But when this thing happened to my wife, I remember, and after God saved her life, I said, God, whatever you want me to do, you do it. I said, my pastor always say, you know, we need to go to the hospital and pray. We need to go to the prison and pray, because she's always doing it. But something dropped in my spirit, and I'm going to challenge myself. It just dropped in my spirit, and I know this is God. That whatever you're believing God for, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a bishop. But God said to me just now when you were speaking that anybody who would want to contact me, you might be sick. I'm going to use the same faith I had with my wife, and I'm going to pray with you. And if you want to contact me after, my number is 553-4462. I don't know, it dropped in my spirit and I'm going to be obedient to God. But again, if you don't want to call, it's okay. Just trust God. God raised her from the dead. You heard her. You heard us. Her heart stopped twice. No oxygen was going to her brain twice. She should have been crippled. But today she does everything. If she don't tell you what she went through, you don't know. So God is still healing. But again, we have to have that faith that moves heaven. That moves heaven. One last thing I'm going to share. I'm sorry. But it just came to me again. And I was listening to this worshiper. And he says, when we pray, God sends his angels. And now I understand what was happening. And he said, but when we worship God, God himself comes and comes in our presence. Amen. Amen. And that's something that I was doing all the while. I wasn't only praying, but I was worshiping God. I remember the home that I was staying in. Man, my voice was so loud and I was praising God. And you would want to, but where it is, where you find the strength to worship God? Mm-hmm. But I realized even at Leanne's bed, myself and my Guadeloupean brother, we were there and all we would do is sing songs. That's all we do, just sing songs. Amen. And this worship leader said, he said, when we praise and we sing, God himself comes down. And when God comes down, there must be a change. So I just want to encourage you, if you can't sing, it's okay. Just do whatever you can do. And God will come down himself and bless you.
Wonderful. You can give your number one more time and then Leanne, your closing words.
Yeah. My number again is 553-4462. And I'm going to trust God the way I trust God with my wife. And if you contact me and we're together, we're going to pray with you together. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Anthony. Leanne.
Amen. In all things, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. All that you go through, it doesn't matter how hard it is, give thanks. He is a grateful God, gracious God, sorry. And I just want to encourage you, don't give up. He is the pipeline. He is the source. He is the giver of all things. His hand is not too short that he cannot reach you. He can reach you wherever you are. Just call on him. He is always on time. He is an on time God, I tell you. He caused your heart to beat at the right rhythm. Hallelujah. If it stopped beats, you are dead. And that's what happened to me. He caused my heart to stop, but he caused it to beat again. He is the only one that is control and that can do all things. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. For all the listeners as well, we thank you for listening and for hearing what God has done for us. Continue to pray for us. Amen.
All right. Yeah. I thank you for that, Leanne. And as Anthony would say, being obedient to the to the Spirit.
Yep.
You know, normally I have my love and inspiration prayer. So I'm going to leave the love and inspiration prayer upon both of you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful young couple who were brave and obedient to your call to come on air today to share with a listener right now listening to this radio program. I thank you, Lord, that through their testimony, lives have been changed for the good. Lives have been changed to give you praise and honor and to know that you are a living God and that you are able. And that no matter whatever the circumstances this individual is going through right now under the sound of my voice, that they've heard it today, that you are God that can do beyond our wildest thoughts and imagination, because you are able. And today, Lord, you've proved once again that you are an awesome God, because today Leanne lives. The listeners heard her voice just now and heard the testimony that she could have not been here today. So right now, I pray your richest blessings upon this couple, and whatever may come out of this testimony, that it may birth a ministry or a writing of a book, or that it may travel the world. Father God, you are the one that will make it possible. Yes. And may you bless their son, their 9-month-old son, that he may grow up to have testimony of the fact to say that the God I serve is a wonderful and amazing God, because he spared my mother's life just after childbirth. So we thank you for this couple right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the listener right now listening to this.
To music of excellence only on Love and Inspiration. I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it.
But we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.